I found out about this from the city paper. I read the city paper religiously, pretty much, just to see what's happening around in Baltimore. And I always come down here for the Stella and the resurrection, of course. So like our other storyteller tonight, I have had college experience and a little bit more successful, but I'll give you a history of myself. I started my education here in Baltimore. I was born in Baltimore in 1989, February 26th, to a single mother, but I was an only child. I did not have any other siblings to be worried about. And let's see. I was not educated in Baltimore City public schools, so I guess that's what saved me from a lot of hardship and a lot of troubles. I was educated in county schools, and then in sixth grade in 2001, I went to a Jesuit middle school. I won't give out specific names just because, you know, I want to keep this a little bit anonymous. I went to a Jesuit middle school, which we dressed in light blue shirts and maroon ties, and we went to school from 7:30 in the morning until 5 in the evening. So that's what set me apart from everybody else. So I was getting off of school the same time everybody else was getting out of work, and so I was around a lot of working people, and you know, I was wearing a tie, I was carrying a duffel bag full of textbooks and going home to do about 3 hours of homework after spending about an hour and a half of my school day on the athletic field. So this school was preparing me for a private school. The mission of the school is to prepare inner city youth who are disadvantaged, in quotes, disadvantaged for a private school experience. So I went there for about 3 years, graduated in 2003, and then ventured on to probably the most elitist private school I ever could have chosen. Again, no specific names, just to save them some face. They are a very famous school in Baltimore City. So I went there, kind of skated by, you know, they helped me along here and there, but I feel like I didn't get what I needed from that school, but I did get a high school diploma, and my college advisor helped me get into another very small school, a liberal arts school, private school, still here in Maryland, and I believe that was probably the most difficult experience I've ever had, and that's what I'm up here to talk about. My 4 years of college, probably like this gentleman, I did fight my way through, but it was very difficult. And I'm not sure if he mentioned any altercations with the law, but I had a lot of those. See, if I can pass around my college ID, I did have about, I would say, 13 inch locks, right, coming off of this side and in the back, right, like this gentleman right here. But in small towns where there aren't a lot of African Americans, we tend to stand out, especially if we're doing wrong. And I believe I was doing wrong, and I ran into the law a couple of times. And I think that is one of the most influential experiences that I've had. But what allowed me to reflect and find myself. Just a side note here, I found out this was a part of the Black Identity Project, and I feel like this is a segue into that theme. I found myself through a degree in philosophy, so I am a philosophy major. I was a philosophy major. I graduated as a philosophy major in 2011, this year, right. I'm 22 years old. I graduated from Say College in 2011 with a philosophy degree, but I believe that philosophy allowed me to reflect and to read about other people's experiences through life and asking questions. And through those questions, I believe I found somewhat of what I would like to be in the future. I don't believe a person should be bogged down by one job for the rest of their life. I believe a lot of things. I mean, I could stand up here and tell you of my philosophies of life for, you know, probably the next hour and a half if it was in conversation. But this isn't a conversation. 3 minutes. All right. 3 minutes. I graduated philosophy degree. What was I going? Oh, yeah, yeah. When I graduated, before I graduated, I applied to some jobs, right? And I was thinking about what I wanted to do. And I ran into this AmeriCorps program, which allowed me to return to, say, middle school and teach. So now I am a world religions teacher at, say, middle school for the eighth grade, and also coaching soccer. We won our first two games, but thank you. Thank you, but we lost our game yesterday. But, you know, we're keeping our heads up. We worked on the things we needed to work on, and my time is up. But thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.